Ew, my hair. Everyone knows women don't wear headphones behind their ears.
No. Well, they do, but then they don't at the same time.
Not when they're on camera or there's someone there.
Yes, yes.
It's like, oh my God, no, I don't wear my headphones like that.
I always
have my hair out.
I have two modes with headphones. Either I am goblin / gremlin, and yeah, like you've just got my hair fully back off, gamer mode, or yeah, if it's on camera, we get the hair in front.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was such an etiquette with
hair. There totally is.
It's a thought process, as being a woman. Mm. Like, there's no stopping the overthinking we do.
I think it's because, like, I don't know, it just looks like we have no hair.
Or we just look like boys. I look like a man when I put my hair back, so
I try
really hard to not look like one.
I relate to that. There was this girl at my primary school who was just like, she was just like known that she was the pretty girl in the year. Like, she had blonde hair and she was just that girl. And yeah, she always tied her hair like straight off back her face, big ponytail every time. And so I remember one day trying to do that, thinking that it would make me look like her, and it did not.
No.
I just looked like a small boy. It was very tragic. I was like, look, I'm not destined to be that it girl, but it's fine. You know, we can't all be. The it girl. It's all right.
Does this count as the embarrassing story, or do we still have to have an embarrassing story?
We have to have an embarrassing story.
All right, Miles, do you have any embarrassing stories?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Perfect. Fresh bait. Fresh bait?
Fresh bait? What are you baiting him for?
I don't know
if this is an embarrassing story or if it's a traumatic story. It's kind of both.
No.
Ooh, spooky.
Embarrassing means... Okay, I'll tell this story. I was in grade two.
Okay.
I got in a lot of trouble because I was a troublemaker as a kid.
Ooh.
And the school called my parents. My parents came down. My mum came down. And she spoke to the teacher. And then the teacher explained, like, you've been a bad kid, essentially. And then she moved me. She grabs me after the interview. She moves me into this one room where there was no one there.
Mm. Yeah.
Torture.
And she yelled at me. And I think she whacked me.
Oh, my God. Is this the teacher or your mum?
My mum.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say this.
You're already saying
Hi,
it now.
I love you, by the way, Mum. Yeah.
Your mum's like, I'm going to go listen to Miles' first podcast. And the first thing she hears is you talking shit about
her. My mother abused me when I was tired.
I can say another story if this is too, I don't know.
Oh, no, we're here now. Dumb.
Yeah.
We need to know what happens.
Anyways, so I was crying. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then I go out of the door into the hallway. And then my mum kind of just waves like, hi, bye, love you. And I just turn around. I'm like just crying, embarrassed. And
yeah.
Just had to go into class with like a swollen face.
Oh, my God.
So it's a very...
Poor young Miles.
Yeah, I mean, my mum's very sweet now.
I love
now.
My mum.
Yeah. It was a different time when we were children.
It definitely was.
No, we do talk shit about our parents quite a lot on this podcast.
Yes.
So it's a pretty standard practice. Yeah.
No one's called Child Protective Services since, so
not yet.
Since I don't know where since came
since
from.
Since and first, there was a time.
Since that time.
Mm.
That one time.
The mysterious time.
Is there a
time.
Sad music button?
Nope.
Definitely not that one.
Very.
So that's the punchline. I mean, that's the sound when I know that I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, that's a bit rough.
Yeah. That's like a disappointing kind of
it
sound.
It is. Like, yeah, that's yeah. like, oh, no.
Oh, darn.
Oh, gosh, darn it.
Putin.
Yes.
Welcome to Live That Essay, episode 21.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. We're fully a label, fully able to drink over and party over in the USA.
Woo!
Woo! Party time. I am one of your hosts, Sugar, a.k.a. Keely. I am joined by my co-host, Butter, a.k.a. Sarah.
And our official guest, Michael, number 15, the newest member of the TTANZ crew, Flower, a.k.a. Miles.
Flower. Hello. Hello, everyone.
What are those ones, Sarah?
It is a three-ingredient recipe for shortbread cookies.
Oh.
So together we make shortbread cookies, which sounds like pretty yummy.
Shortbread cookie gang.
Shortbread cookie gang.
I'm going to be controversial and point out the fact that I don't like shortbread.
Why not?
I don't know. I've just never been about it.
I'll have to get my partner to bake you some. He makes a lot of, he likes a good shortbread.
I feel like you need to pair it with a coffee or a tea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To have the proper shortbread experience.
For sure.
You know, I think I did do that recently and was like, oh.
Maybe I was wrong.
I do like these. What? Something similar. It was like a similar shortbready substance.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know how like we hear people, there's this big debate about which is the best Arnott's biscuit in the family assortment.
Oh, yeah. Monte Carlo's.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, because like I think it's kind of unfair because there are some things in that that are good because of what they go with.
Mm.
So I don't know if you can quite compare them all. Like, you know, like the first thing that comes to mind are like arrowroot biscuits. Put some fucking butter on those.
Butter?
What? Amazing. Amazing.
Wait, which ones?
The arrowroot biscuits. They're just like plain biscuits, but if you smear some butter on them, they are actual heavenly.
I will do that. Just for you, I will go to Coles. And
yeah,
buy
feel free.
I don't think those I biscuits. Will.
No, it's really good. Like, and then you get two and you smoosh them together and the butter comes out the little holes.
Wait,
it's like a little sandwich.
Are you thinking of saladas?
No.
Because I know people do them with saladas, but
yes.
I've never done them with a sweet cookie.
Yeah, no, it's really yummy together. Okay. Like the flavors really work. And it's same with like, you know, what are they? The ones that you break in half?
Oh, Scotch fingers.
Scotch fingers, yes. You dip them in coffee. Amazing.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Actually,
so
that
good.
I agree
or
with.
Tea.
That one, yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like I can't compare a Monte Carlo or a Kingston to those because they stand alone. But I think those other types of biscuits, they are superior when they have their partner, you know.
All I know is that every time I have a packet of the what do you call it?
The family pack.
The family assortment packs, I believe. Yeah.
Kingston's are the first to go.
Yeah. Which ones are they? They're the little ones?
They're the
are they the
little
ones with
the
chocolate
with the
or the orange?
The chocolate ones.
The chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you like the Monte Carlos, which
I
are the
like
big
the
ones.
Monte Carlos with the big ones with the like the Anzac-y biscuit kind of type. And then they've got the pink jammy stuff on the inside. That's the fucking
that
bomb.
Is a superior
I like
one.
Monte Carlos, but I find them a little bit too messy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Unless I'm eating it outside, I think it's fine.
Are you sitting there with thing?
Yeah, I'm very self-conscious of like crumbs when I'm eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. I actually have a funny, embarrassing story for my dad about saladas and the whole, when you mentioned the squeezing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I was a kid, used to love doing that, right? Saladas and Vegemite, squeeze, fucking best.
Really good.
And then I got to an age where I discovered that blackheads exist. And my dad has very big pores on his nose. And you could squeeze them and then, like, the whiteheads would come out. And then one day my brain realized that it looks very similar to saladas and butter and I have not been able to do it since.
What have you done to me? Now I think I can't.
Yep. Yeah, you needed a trigger warning.
You're welcome. I probably should have. Everyone's going to
Everyone hearing or watching
listening
this.
Listening.
However saladas you are ruined
consume.
For everyone.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's ruined for everyone.
Take
equally.
That big salada.
Okay, because I wanted to find this. All right, I wanted to find someone did a definitive ranking of every Arnott's assorted biscuit, and I thought maybe we could go through them and see if we agree. At number 13, they have orange slice.
Fuck orange, anything.
Yeah.
I'm very sweet.
Yeah, I'm happy with that being a 13.
Yeah,
I have no arguments there.
I think that's fine.
That's like that. It's always the last one, right? Like that's the one that's that's still there at the end and you're like,
and it goes stale because no one wants to
eat it. And then you just throw it away. Yeah, it's tragic. So that's 13. 12 is the milk arrowroot, which again, I feel like it is a very versatile biscuit and it's one of those biscuits that work well with other things. Probably the best at working with other things, in my opinion. Then number 11, okay, this is, I think, controversial. You might agree, but number 11, they've got shortbread cream.
Is
I
that
thought
the-
that'd be higher.
Oh, that's the, like the soft kind of.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like those. And it has
I get around them.
Yeah.
I get around them.
That's like my.
I don't know if I'd have that so low.
If Monte Carlo's, Kingston's are gone, they're next to go on, like, in terms of what I would eat.
What you would go for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that should be a bit higher.
I'm going to be a little controversial. Does this list have the teddy bears in it?
I don't know.
The teddy ones? Because I jam to those teddy ones.
Number 10, it's got the Delta creams.
Which ones are those? You're going to have to show me.
They're like the chocolate ones. They look like Oreos.
Nah.
They're like home brand Oreos.
I'm not about them. I agree that they're pretty low.
I don't think I'd put that up. You reckon?
Yeah.
Leave them at 10. Then it's got, okay, I don't know if this is in there, the farm baked choc chip. Was that in there?
That is a big
I don't recall assortment. Those being
I
in there.
I think I do.
You do?
I do. But they're like, they're not a part of the family pack anymore. I think this is like a classic family
pack. Well, I was reading that the family pack has been actually pulled.
Oh.
Isn't it called the assorted pack now?
There is assorted creams.
Yeah. I've noticed that they split it into two.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Clever. Number 8. Oh, here you go. Teddy bear.
I'm so around that.
You like the teddy bear?
I would probably go like Monte Carlos and then maybe the Kingstons.
And then the teddy bears.
And then the teddy bears.
Damn.
Would you put the cream ones higher than the teddy bears? I feel like I would put the cream ones a bit higher.
Probably, yes.
Just value for money, eh?
I think I also have nostalgia with teddy bear ones.
Yeah, right. When you're a kid, you always go for the teddy bear ones too.
And I was like,
teddy bear, obviously. Absolutely. Do you, when you guys eat tiny teddies, do you have an order in which you eat them or do you just eat them?
I just smash them.
Yeah, see, yeah. I go like ear, ear, arm, arm, leg.
And then I do the torso and then I do the head.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel
just
like they're just
the
too
most
small.
Torturous yes. way to kill it.
They're too small to. Yeah, like,
oh,
as
it's so
a kid,
fair.
They were too small.
I think I'd still do it now, to be honest.
Oh, I have. Okay. I have.
Oh, trust me, I have.
Do you know what breaks my heart about tiny teddies?
What?
They no longer sell the honey flavored ones in a box on their own. You have to buy the assorted pack of like the little packet ones. They'll sell the chocolate ones. They'll sell, I think they sell like the choc chip ones.
Yeah.
And like the chocolate backed honey ones. They don't sell honey on their own.
That is tragic.
I was a chocolate backed kind of person.
I just ran with that honey. I don't like honey.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't like honey.
But those honey teddies, oh.
Yeah, I guess it's similar to with pineapple. I hate pineapple, but I'll eat pineapple. Like, I'll have pineapple juice or pineapple lollies. Pineapple
I think things. The bite, the actual crunch of the tiny teddies were amazing.
Very satisfying.
I think that's what made them so good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, back tiny to the teddies. Important business. The next one on the list is number 7, Monte Carlos.
That's a crime?
Number 7. They didn't even make top 5. Not even top 5.
Don't you dare agree with that.
I think I know why it's such a low
rating. The biscuit is too crumbly, gritty almost.
Yeah, I was about to say, for a lot of people, the red part in the Monte Carlo, it gets stuck in their teeth.
That's like the best part though. I kind of love that because it's like a jam. It's like a jam.
I enjoy
jam.
The challenge of getting it out of my teeth for 3 hours
it's like
afterwards.
It's like getting tape in between your teeth.
Mm, no. Mm-hmm.
Incorrect. It's very sugary.
Incorrect.
The next one is chocolate ripple, which is just the plain chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. Really.
I just don't think they're very exciting for me.
They're not higher than a Monte Carlo.
If you like chocolate.
They're safe.
They are safe.
They're safe.
See, I only ever had them when my mum would make chocolate ripple cake.
I can already tell Kingston's going to be number one.
I think I'm getting that vibe.
Maybe. Too. Next one's the milk coffee, which are those ones with the
with
little...
the sugar on there?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay, I like those.
I like
those
them.
Are good.
They are good.
Oh, actually, no. The milk coffees are just the plain... They're just plain. They're like milk arrowroads, but they just have the little like...
Yeah, no, I'm
crumbly.
About that too.
The next one are the nice. And
which are
the
sugary ones.
Have the
sugar.
Yeah, okay. Those are
them.
Indeed
oh
nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah, no, those are good. I'm a
give
fan.
Give me that extra sugar. I'm.
I actually haven't seen them in a pack in a long time.
Should go get some. Apparently, in the Netherlands, they call this Nizza.
Ooh,
the Nizza. number 3 is Scotch fingers. See, I think that's actually a bit too high.
That is too high. Sorry,
like
Ash.
I like Scotch fingers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna shit on a Scotch finger. But like 3 is like wow. I'm surprised.
I feel like top 5 are the ones that you go and you buy them in the packets on their own.
Yeah.
That's what
it feels and I like... just I wouldn't do that with Scotch fingers.
I like the chocolate back Scotch fingers though.
You just seem to be a chocolate,
yeah,
very chocolate back person.
I'm a big
like
chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't already tell.
Yeah. All right, number 2. Kingston.
No.
Ooh. Oh, it's going to be number 1. I actually don't even know what's left.
Oh, raspberry shortbread.
Are they in there?
Butternut snap is number 1.
Ew, that's gross.
Okay, we're going to need to find out who wrote that and send them a nasty email.
Butternut snap. This
you
was
were wrong.
Callan Boys?
Callan Boys, you're an idiot.
Callan Boys said number 1 is butternut snap.
Is that a meme?
Desiccated coconut. Desiccated? not a bad thing. Coconut, golden syrup, oats, and hang on a minute, is the butternut snap just a Kingston without the cream? More or less, yes. This Anzac biscuit in disguise is tougher on the teeth than its Army Corps counterpart, but is every bit as brilliant. A high degree of butter density means the biscuit can handle a lengthy dunk, and peer-reviewed studies show cheesecake with a butternut base is the most delicious thing Atomic Matter is capable of forming. Certainly worth putting the kettle on for.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Incorrect in every way, shape, and form.
I genuinely was like, what?
Kingston should have been number one.
That's tragic.
And the cream one should have been a little higher.
No way it's not a cream one. I'm really disappointed. Literally, they say about the Kingston. Honestly, what more do you want in a biscuit? Well, I don't know. Apparently a butternut snack.
Wait, hang on a minute. Why is the plain version higher than the cream version? Because you just said it's basically just a Kingston without the cream.
With cream. Yeah.
What do you have against cream, Callum?
I think they don't like complexity.
It's too complex.
They just want basic. Just give me the oats themselves.
But this is what I mean. Like, I feel like you can't quite compare all these because some of them are dipping biscuits and some of them are like just biscuits on their own. Like
and
the cream ones.
Some of them you got to squish with butter, you know?
Yeah, some of them you got to squish together with butter like a blackhead, you know? That's what's important. Anyway, I'm so glad that we've had a 10-minute discussion about biscuits
on our gaming adjacent
should we
podcast?
Introduce our guest?
Oh my god, yeah, we never did the actual introduce. We did
like we did, but like
we'll take dude
should I think we? They're still wondering who the heck I am.
Who
the heck are you, Miles?
I am hi everyone, my name is Miles. I am the new photographer
slash videographer.
Camera boy, resident camera person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Camera lad.
I don't know what else.
Camera
to say.
Human.
But yeah, first podcast. Very nice to be on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't say.
We're honored to be the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was Miles' guest, Michael, number 15?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Michael was the guy who used to host this podcast and then he left the company.
Oh, okay.
So everyone since has been a guest, Michael.
Yes.
He's not returning, as far as we know.
No.
Unless we have a guest. If we have Michael on as a guest, is he also a guest Michael?
The ultimate guest Michael. Would he become guest Michael number zero?
Guest Michael Prime.
No.
These are like shower thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, everyone since. And so the way that the guest Michaels work is that if we do have you on for another one, you will still be guest Michael 15.
Yes.
That's your title.
Okay. That's your number.
No one will take that from
Jillian
you.
Jillian is guest Michael number one.
She is, yeah. She was our first guest, Michael. Yeah, that's it.
So if she ever comes back.
Maybe when a new Tomb Raider game releases or a new Battlefield finally comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we're supposed to talk about games here.
Yeah.
What got you into games, Miles?
Are you into games, Miles?
Could you imagine if Miles was like, I fucking hate games.
I've never played a video game in my life.
I've never gamed ever.
played Solitaire.
I'm joking.
I'm a big
spider
RPG person.
Or solitaire or normal solitaire?
I actually couldn't understand spider solitaire.
Solitaire is way easier than normal solitaire.
It just seemed like everything's happening really quickly.
Yeah.
So I kind of never got around to it.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm team spider solitaire. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I will play solitaire with a deck of cards.
Yeah?
I really enjoy solitaire. Yeah, I used to do that. Yeah. Pre-internet days. I'd do it
post-internet days.
Mm. I think my favourite sad solo card game is the clock one.
There's a clock one?
Yeah, it's a clock one and you like have to, the goal is that you eventually like stack all the cards again by yourself. It's very, it's really sad.
That reminds me of when my sister said, hey, do you want to play 52 pickup? And I'm like, yes. She just throws the cards on the floor.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Now you got to pick it up.
That is so brutal.
Did you card pick up? Yep.
Wouldn't you just like...
Yeah, great game.
Leave? That's what I'd do. I'd just be like...
But as a kid, which is when this is often used, you're like,
You sort of have to.
You have to.
And some kids don't get it until like they pick up all the cards and then the sister or brother walks away.
Yeah. And you're like, that's the game.
That's the game, bro.
But
I also lost the game.
I am a big RPG person.
Dude. I thought Miles was trying to answer the question.
you know the game. The game you played in high school.
Well, you've just lost the game.
Yeah. The game is to not think about the game, and if you think about the game, you lose the game.
So you've now lost the game.
Yes. Oh. And like randomly
Did you never
you just,
know
you
about
have
the game
at your school?
You never had the game.
No.
Oh, okay. Because well, you just have people come up to you or like send you pass you a note in class and it'd be like,
and it would just say you've lost the game.
You'd just be so angry.
Yeah, it's so infuriating.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. There you go. Now you know the game and you've lost it many times.
Multiple times.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, back to your answers that we've so rudely been interrupting.
Yep.
Miles has to drink now.
Yeah, he's like, these people. He's giving us more time to interrupt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get it out of your system, guys. Yeah, and then, you like RPG games.
Yes. Probably grew up playing Zelda.
Oh, nice.
I feel like I can, when I think about chapters of my life, is I think about it by what RPG game I played at that time.
So that's solid.
Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, a bit later would be Oblivion, Fallout 3, Skyrim, Witcher 3. Lately would have been Cyberpunk, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Witcher 3 is probably my all-time favorite game.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah. I have 600 hours on that game.
Hell yeah. I don't even know how many hours I have on that game.
You should check. Yours could be scary, I feel.
I don't think it's that scary.
Yeah. I feel it's 600 hours. How many times have you replayed it?
Well, this is the first time I've ever done this, but I finished the game on the regular difficulty. Hmm. I love the game so much. I started again immediately. On the,
went to that New Game Plus
New Game
thing.
Plus, yep. And then on the hardest difficulty, I played it again.
Oh, damn. How did you... I would love to play... Is it Death March? I think it
Death
is.
March.
Yeah,
that's it,
but I'm also terrified to do it.
Yeah. Hmm. So, I played the heck out of that
game. So, the big question is, though...
Oh, yeah.
Triss or Yen?
Yen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is correct.
Triss is like...
That is the correct answer.
It was originally Triss. I was a Triss person.
Yes, right? I get that.
But then as the game kind of goes...
Progresses.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if it's not Yen, it's a crime.
Yeah. Mm. No,
it's
for
definitely
sure.
Definitely a crime.
Like I did... So my first playthrough, I picked Yen. And then I wanted to do another playthrough where I did all the opposite choices. So, like, I went with, I was going to do, like, Ciri as the Empress, and I was going to have, you know, like, and then I was going to support the other, I think I supported, like, the daughter on Skellige. I was going to support the brother or, like, the other person, you know what I mean? Like, I was going to just do everything opposite. So, I was like, I'll romance Triss. And then I did the whole thing with Yen. I, like, told her that I didn't love her with the genie. And, oh, my – like, that scene, if you ever just want to, like, cry, recommend looking up on YouTube, like, the scene where Geralt tells her once the genie's curse or whatever has been lifted, the wish has been lifted, that he doesn't feel anything for her now.
Ooh.
It is brutal. Like, they paid so much attention to the animation. Like, she doesn't just look sad. It's like that scene in The Simpsons where they're like, you can pinpoint the exact moment that his heart broke. Like,
was that Ralph?
Yeah. It's so bad.
Oh my God.
And Bart, like, reverses it and plays it again.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that's sad, but I get to romance Triss. And then I discover that if you don't kiss Triss at the party while she's drunk, you get locked out of the romance.
Oh.
So I broke up with Yen for no fucking reason. And
I
was so upset.
That's what happened to me as well.
I was so sad.
But I got the sad ending.
Did you?
Yeah, it was hard. I think that was a big catalyst on why I started again.
Bear Dad Geralt.
Yeah.
It's where
he essentially just gives up.
Yeah.
Which is
because
really
Ciri
sad.
Doesn't make it back. So, yeah. Have you not seen the ending?
I haven't seen any of the endings.
Oh spoilers. There's three.
It's really old. So.
Yeah. But yeah, one of them, it's just tragic all around, one of them. So
does that happen because you make the wrong decisions throughout the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain decisions, certain interactions will shape how you end it.
Shit.
So like if you
your ending.
Yeah.
Where she's the Empress.
Yes.
Apparently that's the correct one.
That's the best one for the world.
Yep.
For her to be in charge. But it's not the best one for Geralt because then he doesn't have Ciri.
Everyone wants Ciri to be a witcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think Ciri wants to be a witcher too, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, it's the best ending for the world, but it's not the best ending for the characters.
See, this is where I have an issue with games with choices in it.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, I got really obsessed with this iPhone game where it was like a choose your own adventure sort of thing where people, like anyone could just make their own story.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And I was playing this one and people would release them out like each week it'd be like a new chapter thing.
Mm.
And I was playing this one and I'd played it for like months and then I got to the end of it and realized I'd gotten the bad ending.
Oh.
So like the guy, you're pregnant and the guy you love leaves you because you're too overbearing or whatever, or like you made the wrong choices. Everybody's dead. And it was like,
jeepers.
Really heartbreaking, yeah, the way they wrote it. Shit. And I like felt sick. I was like, I've spent so much time on this and this is the ending I
this
get.
Is my reward.
Are you kidding me? And it wasn't That's even tragic. One of those ones where it's like, oh, like some of them, if you do that, like it gives you the option to see the other endings.
Yeah.
This one didn't.
Nah,
that's it was just like, you play again if you want to get a better ending. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I will never want to do this again. I never want to spend this amount of time and get something so awful.
Yeah.
Like, why would you put that bad of an ending in?
I don't know. I mean,
if you made the right decision.
Yeah. Like, you weren't bad at the game.
If I didn't bang on his door to be like, hey, you sound sad. Yeah. Talk to me instead of just leaving him there or something. I don't know.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't know. I'm the opposite. I love games where I get to choose things.
Mm.
So much fun. Like, I really enjoyed, I don't love the studio that much, but I really enjoyed Detroit Become Human.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I've seen a few.
I've wanted to play those.
Yeah, it's
very
like
choice heavy game.
Every little thing from like if you pat the dog or not can like lead to something else. It's really, really cool.
How could you not?
Imagine exactly.
If the bad ending was tied to patting the dog.
Well,
I can see that happening.
One of the first things in the game is as you're walking up to enter this apartment, there's a goldfish that's fallen out of the tank and it's just sort of like flopping around on the floor. And you can actually pick it up and save the goldfish. It doesn't mean anything, but at the end of every level, you see all your choices and you see everyone else's choices or the other things you could have chosen. And yeah, you find out how many assholes just let the goldfish die.
Maybe they didn't know the option was there.
Yeah, that was my thing. Because I think I did it on stream first and then they were like, did you save the goldfish? And I was like,
The what?
Maybe they just thought, if I save this goldfish, something worse is going to happen.
Yeah, maybe.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
That's right. Bit of chaos theory there. But yeah, that's a great game for choices. And in that game, if you make bad choices, you get absolutely punished. You can like lock an entire character's story off if you get them killed really early.
Okay.
Done. You don't do any more. You miss their whole story. It's crazy. Yeah.
See, I do kind of want to play those. They're kind of like, I think I'm coming back around to it.
Yep.
Because I really want to play the Dark Pictures anthology as well.
Yeah.
They look like fun. Like I've done some playthroughs. Like I've watched some playthroughs, sorry. Mm.
And is that the scary game?
Yeah, the kind of horror ones, like kind of like The Quarry, but
I think
less intense.
Is there one where they're on a ship?
Yes.
I played that on stream.
Oh, yes.
Did you like it?
I am deathly scared of horror games.
Oh, okay.
People like watching me play these horror games.
Yes. Usually that is the way it
That's
goes.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. And there is skill checks in...
There are.
In this game. And I failed every single one of them.
No.
Oh, no.
Which means at the end...
Like
I didn't get
everybody's
a very,
dead.
I didn't get a very good ending. And,
no.
But if anyone ever streams, all your game skills, for me anyway, it goes out the window.
Just gone.
I cannot... perform
and like keep chat going.
Yeah, it's like
it's tough.
Like there's scenes where you have to quickly press this button and then this button and jump and like everyone died.
Yeah.
Good experience.
My game skills are shit anyway, so I probably shouldn't stream then.
You'd just be even worse.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like there's a streamer who has been on the show before, Xbox Lucio, and like I always admire his ability to play Overwatch and stream.
Yeah.
Because he will be like in the middle of a competitive game on Lucio, jumping and jiving around and somehow holding conversations with like four people in chat. And I'm like, how is your brain?
How are you able?
It is a skill.
Doing this,
yeah,
genuine skill.
It is
very good at that. It's
my gosh,
wild.
It truly is. So, what is it about RPGs that that get your attention? Is it the storytelling aspect? Is it the world exploring? What is it about it that those are my bread and butter.
It is a bit of everything. It's kind of like reading a book.
Yeah.
So you could spend 400 hours playing Overwatch.
Many
however,
do.
And many do, but if I spend 100 hours on Oblivion or an Elder Scrolls game, it sticks with me for a very long time.
Absolutely right.
Just like reading a book. So, which is why I tend to like RPG games, or like when people say what kind of games you like, it's definitely That's a good RPG. Because I always remember it.
Yeah.
And it remembers it. Sorry, it reminds me of a certain part of my life.
Yeah.
Where I could be a kid in school during the holidays. And it, they're just more easier to remember. But then if you think of like, if I think of Counter-Strike, I played a lot of Counter-Strike. I don't really remember any memories tied to Counter-Strike.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, you might have a couple of bits and pieces, but you don't really remember much.
Exactly,
of it,
yeah. And then there's also the character's story.
Yeah.
The world as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They stick with you.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, totally. I'm like a big fantasy nerd from way back. Like growing up, my go-to movie was probably Lord of the Rings. Like my brother and I watched those films to death. So yeah, for me, RPGs was a natural genre progression from that, I think. From books and movies, like going to that just made complete sense. It's nice to hear someone else mention Oblivion though, because that's one of my favorite RPGs and I feel like no one talks about it.
Oblivion is great.
Everyone's always like Morrowind.
Morrowind is great,
but
Oblivion is where the memes started pouring.
Exactly. Yes. And the freaking Imperial Guard song is just one of my favorite things of all time.
I will argue though, I do like the soundtrack to Morrowind a bit more.
It does have a bit more of a like fantastical vibe to it, whereas Oblivion has more of like a castles and knights and like kind of vibe.
Epic. Oblivion is a bit more epic.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of fun with those games.
They're apparently, Oblivion was one of the first games to introduce a cosmetic item that you have to buy.
Oh, DLC, yes. For summer.
Yeah. So apparently that's what started the whole wave of
all the DLC.
Buying the game and then paying extra for something else.
Something else.
You can thank Oblivion.
Dang.
Yeah.
And then Sims 4 introduced making a DLC and then making a DLC for the DLC as well.
Yep.
Great.
With my purse.
Thanks for that.
They did cats and dogs, and then you could buy my first pet stuff, which added more things for your cats and dogs.
Yes.
But you had to have cats and dogs first. So it's a DLC for a DLC.
Yeah.
It was DLC-eption. DLC-eption.
Thanks.
DLC-eption. Thanks, EA.
Apparently, I read this before, it would cost you, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but apparently around $700 to get the complete Sims game.
I think you're actually bang on correct. Yeah.
I think it's actually closer to $800.
I think it's, because they're still making more of them somehow. I think last I saw they're doing a pajama kit.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Are they doing, they think they're doing Generations? Or there is like a Generations
But everyone's upset about it. Everyone says it's not good.
Oh.
Because there was like a pack in The Sims 3 that is like beloved by like the Sims
community. The Generations
community,
one is fantastic.
Which is the Generations pack. I never got it.
$870 USD to buy all The Sims.
USD. That would be like 900 Australian, right?
It would be a bit more than 900.
Well over that.
Oh, well over.
Jesus.
USD to AUD. Let me sit in front of my microphone so you can hear me. 870, that is $1,290 Australian.
Oh my God.
You could buy a Thermaltake chair.
You could buy a Thermaltake E700 for that.
Yeah.
And have superior comfort and look good too.
Yes.
But no, like, it's ridiculous because so much of what.
And that was February 2022.
Oh, so they've released even more since then.
Yep.
Well, so much of what The Sims 4 releases are lackluster versions of The Sims 3 and 2.
Mm. Yes.
You know, and that's the frustrating thing. It's like those games were a quarter of the price, yet had more substance to them. And that's the frustrating thing. And it's like people complain about it, but then they go and buy it. And it's like, no.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're going to keep making them for you. So, yeah, good old Sims.
I saw a tweet earlier today and it just reminded me. And I was like, oh, my God. I want another like story-based sim game. Like, do you remember The Sims Medieval?
I never played it, but I've seen it.
I never played it, but I know my siblings played it, and I was like, that looks like shit hot fun.
Yeah.
And
I'm just trying to think of the social interactions of a medieval Sims game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because like it's not even like a standard Sims. Like, oh, it's just in medieval times. Like, no, you have to like
there's like palace.
Yeah, you got to rule things. You have to go do quests and stuff.
I believe there's like a death pit that if someone bothers you, you can decree to that they'll die in the death pit.
Yeah.
And you can kill them.
It's a lot. And yeah. I mean, they're trying to do a similar thing with the story mode thing, the stories, but it's like.
Yeah, I haven't really played much of Sims, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
We're big Sim people.
I think The Sims does require an element of like making your own fun. Yes. Yeah. Which is definitely not for everyone.
No.
That's why, but it's funny though, because I can get into The Sims, but I can't get into Minecraft for that reason.
Mm.
I can't get into Minecraft because I get bored.
Yep.
I played a lot of Minecraft.
Yeah. What do you do?
I have to play Mod Pass to play Minecraft.
Because, like, I'll get into Minecraft. I'll be like, sick, yeah, let's play Minecraft. I'll get my wood. I'll make my base. My base will be nice. I'll decorate my base. I'll make a few little mine shafts, get some diamonds, upgrade my gear, and then that's it.
I think that's where a lot of people stop.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like the solo experience of Minecraft. Yeah. That pretty much. But I think a lot of the fun comes from playing with friends.
Oh, so there's my problem.
So yeah, I used to build like whole cities with my friends.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you need a project on Minecraft. Otherwise you get bored.
Mm. Yeah, that's
it. I'm going to build a town. I'm going to build an island. Mm. As soon as you get bored of that, then you get bored of the game.
Yeah, but Mars, what if my other issue is that I'm not good at building houses or towns.
Well, then you just uninstall the game.
Okay, okay, cool. That's my usual strategy so far. So I just was wondering if you had any other tips.
I am kind of the same. So I played a lot of Skyblock, and that's what kept me in the longest when I'd play like the Skyblock map.
Is that when you're in the sky?
Yeah, you start on like a small block of, there's like a stone at the bottom, I think. Oh no, it's just all dirt and like some grass, and you get one tree and like a chest.
Yeah, but how do you make stuff?
You get a bucket of lava and a bucket of water, and you have to make a cobblestone generator, and you build out, and a certain amount of blocks away there's another island with sand on it, and in that it's got some other things, and you basically just have to like build out
self-sufficiently. Yeah, I could probably get on board with
that. So it's got a bit of an objective, but with mods and stuff it's changed the game, you know. There's mod packs that have quest mods, and so they're like, this is what you have to do. There's ones that I remember seeing a playthrough once of it was like going through like you start at the Stone Age and then you move up the Revolution and all of those things.
Hell
and
it's like that is cool.
And you have to go through all these tech trees to get to the most recent stuff. And now there's I've seen there's a pack called Vault Hunters where you make like a portal thing and you go do dungeons. And like the whole thing is doing these dungeons and getting like special like gear upgrades and all this stuff, and there's all these mod packs in it, and you like you have to unlock mods, so you don't just have all the mods accessible. You go through, you get experience in these dungeons, and then you come out, and then you can unlock a mod pack.
That is cool.
That's so cool.
Mm.
Yeah, and like that's had a big resurgence in some YouTube communities.
I feel like Minecraft has a habit of disappearing and then just coming back.
Yep, something brings it back. Something or someone will play it, and it's all of a sudden
it's back again. Mm. I mean, I think this is also a good time to say shout out to people who make mods for games.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Shout out to whoever made the Vin Diesel stray mod so you can run around as Vin Diesel.
And the, was it Carl from San Andreas?
Yes. Yep.
So in Stray, like the cat game, does it have the cat animations, or is it just like Vin Diesel walking around? So it's like
you'll see Vin Diesel like doing this and like rubbing up against
scratching,
and okay, it's pretty funny.
That does sound something. Mods.
I saw a Spyro one.
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
There's some fantastic mods.
Yeah.
One of my favorite series of mods I found on Reddit was for Stardew Valley. So in the introduction scene when you see your grandpa in the bed, this trend just started on the Stardew Valley subreddit where they'd make the bed increasingly worse. So like there was mod after mod after mod. And then there was like, you know, grandpa in a bed cell, grandpa lying on the floor. And then it was like your grandpa, but he's doing the Family Guy death pose.
Arm over the shoulder.
Over and over again. It was hilarious. It was a good time.
Shout out to the Stardew Valley community.
Yeah. Oh, amen. Yeah. I saw, I think yesterday, I don't know if the time zone, that it was Stardew Valley's 7th birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Stardew Valley.
Apparently, it was made by one or two people.
One dude.
Right. Yeah. He made all the music. He did everything all by himself. And he, a couple years ago, only got a team to help him port.
For the porting it, Porting it across things. Yeah.
Even then, he's still like, it's my game. Like, I want to do everything myself, but I can't.
You can kind of fall into a trap if you don't expand your team.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago, there was a game called Cube World.
Cube World.
Yeah, so it was like Minecraft, but World of Warcraft elements
Ooh,
to it.
Ooh, okay.
And it was really fun.
Yeah.
But it was made by this one guy and his wife.
Damn.
And he made maybe a couple of million or a million based off pre-orders.
Wow.
Thinking that the game will eventually come out. But because he didn't get to finish the game,
yep.
he didn't expand his team.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And then eventually he got so possessive over it, never came out.
Wow, that's so sad.
Yeah, change it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't tragic. Develop it, and I don't know what I logged in maybe a couple of years ago, and it's still apparently it's still running, but there's just nothing more to it. So.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That is sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Concerned Ape is still updating, because even though it's like many, many years old, he's still adding more stuff.
And like everything he's added to it has been free.
Yes.
Like there's no paid DLC. It's just like he added like a whole update that added a whole new island and another farm and all these, you know, stories and different quests and different characters, and it was all free.
Yep.
And I was like, bro, you like if you had charged for it, I wouldn't have been mad.
And then he's got people getting angry at him because the mobile port hasn't come out. And it's like, it's one guy.
It's one person.
Chill the freak out.
Yeah.
Just get a computer.
Yeah, yeah. Also or just get a computer. Switch. Yeah, I'll get a Switch. Like, come on.
Literally, it's on everything.
It is.
Just get it on something else.
Yeah.
Like me.
To be fair, though, there's a lot of mobile gamers out there.
There are. That's very true.
It's definitely getting bigger.
Yeah.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I'm finding a lot of things where it's like that Wildflowers game that went big on, not big, but it was going around on Twitch for a little bit.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's a mobile game that they ported.
It's a mobile game.
It's a mobile game that was ported over to everything else.
Really? I didn't know that.
Genshin Impact was originally a mobile
game. Oh, of course.
And that's got some pretty high fidelity.
Yeah.
Mm.
For a mobile game.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It's pretty insane.
Yeah. Mobile gaming is changing the landscape.
It is.
Apparently bigger. The mobile game industry made more than the movie industry.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's how big it is.
Yeah, I also don't know how much the movie industry is. Like, I don't really think it's the era of cinema anymore.
No.
It's definitely the era of streaming services and smaller, like, that
indie
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, your streamer, like your someone like PewDiePie would be more famous than Leonardo DiCaprio in terms of.
Yeah.
How many people know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like if you went around the streets on like a bunch of different places and was like, do you know this person? Do you know this person?
Yeah.
So I think wonder.
Anyone under 30 would know.
Would know. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people out there that just don't know actors by name.
Yes. Yeah. I'm one of those weird people who if there's an actor in anything, I'll be able to tell you who it is.
Yeah.
Like I'm like a walking IMDb.
I'm the opposite.
You don't,
I never remember names.
Ah, well, there you go.
Worst.
That's fine.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Yeah. I've forgotten. I'm quite good with that. I think my partner and I went and saw the new Ant-Man a few weeks ago. And it was like during the credits and I've just said that I'm good with names and I'm forgetting her name.
Clearly a liar.
I know, I'm the worst. My god. The wasp in the mum, the
You're
mother.
Asking the wrong person.
I know, I'm asking the wrong person.
I haven't even seen it.
Her name? Michelle Pfeiffer is her name.
Oh, yeah.
So she plays like the mum of the main character's like partner. I don't know if they're married in this
She looks amazing for her age, right?
She does.
Yeah. I remember watching the last movie.
Yeah.
And Carmen told me how old she was. And I'm she looks amazing.
In this film, there's like a scene where they like de-age her because Marvel has these like de-aging stuff and she looks the same.
Yeah. It's
You know, the only difference is like they changed her like, I don't know, makeup and hair a bit, but like she looks exactly the same. Anyway, at the end during the credits, my partner's like, oh my God, Michelle Pfeiffer was in this. And I was like, he was like, who's she? And I was like, she was in the whole movie. Like,
she
the whole
Michelle
thing.
She was Michelle Pfeiffer. Like, what are you
the
talking about?
The whole time. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah.
I feel like I am that person.
Yeah, just that same kind way. Of like almost like facial blindness of like, I don't know who you are.
Like, you're it's saying like, Michelle Pfeiffer. And I'm like,
I'm pretty sure it's like being dyslexic, but with faces.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is actually a thing.
It is. Dr. Kyle is face blind.
Dr. Kyle Krishnalekhi?
Maybe. The one on Triple J?
He talks like this.
Yes.
Okay, yes, Dr. Carl.
Yeah, no, he can't recognize faces.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the only reason he knows his children apart is, I think, smell and, like, what they wear and stuff and their voices.
I can smell ya.
I can smell
the difference. Isn't it cats don't remember what your faces are until they see you?
I think they have a really low... They can't see things up close.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. They can't see things up close. So when you are look close to them, they're like, can't see your face anymore, but I can smell you.
Is that why they go cross-eyed when you put something above their head?
I think quite possibly, yeah. Like, there'll be times where, like, my cat, I'll be, like, giving her a treat or something, and she'll drop it right in front of her, and I'll be like, it's here. It's here, you dumbass. It's right in front of you. Oh, and I'm like, I'm assuming that's why.
I've recently been calling her a dum-dum because she can never find her treats when they're right in front of her.
A dum-dum?
Yeah, she's a little dum-dum. My cat's a little dum-dum.
Oh, no, my cat's a dumbass.
Oh, she is, though. She's a little gremlin dum-dum.
Yeah. Bless. I don't know what it is about the word dumb, because now I'm going to try and say dumbass. With an Australian accent, it's not the same as dumbass, is it?
Yes.
With an
American accent. Just ass?
Ass.
Isn't quite hit. Right. There's so many things we say. It's like, that's kick ass.
Kick ass. Kick arse.
Kick arse. Kick ass. It sounds way better.
Yeah. Well, it's like jackass. Ass. You could say jackass.
I'm trying to work out if I say arse or ass, because I don't know.
I say asshole. I don't say
it's
asshole.
It's your ass, but that's just our accent.
Yeah.
Right.
Telling us that that's what it is.
Anyway,
what do the Brits say? They say it correctly because
they would say arse.
They accentuate the R, I think.
Yeah.
Arsehole. Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't, I think I skipped the R completely.
If there's an R in the word, I'm getting rid of it.
It's gone.
Yeah.
No but time for that.
We shorten everything possible.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
That is the trick for learning an Australian accent. Just try and avoid saying all the letters and you'll be fine. Mm.
It's like, have you seen that interview with Margot Robbie about her Boston accent? I think it was for...
Oh,
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. How they're like, oh, you know, when she was going through the vocal coach, she was, like, trying to get it and she couldn't get it. And she's like, what do I do? And she's like, hold your hands out like you've just gotten your nails done. And then just start talking. And, like, she was talking and then, she went into the accent.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what got her to do the accent.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Totally.
Well, that's how a lot of voice actors, like VA work, get into character. They like, do hand gestures or they get
they
into
have to
character
actually, like...
or they hold something to feel like they're the character.
Yeah, for sure.
It does definitely work.
Well, it's like whenever we do VO, we try and make sure that we're smiling.
Because
you can always hear when someone's smiling compared to when they're talking normally.
Yeah.
And Ash is like, Ash will play back a video with me and he'll be like, you're smiling there. And I'm like, yes, thank you for pointing that out.
I know everything.
I can tell.
I can tell.
Yeah. I do remember hearing once that Tara Strong, who is the voice of lots of characters, including the current voice of Harley Quinn for a lot of DC stuff, she uses particular phrases.
Oh.
So, like, she'll say a phrase that'll get her into, like...
The voice.
The Harley voice.
Mm.
Yeah, and I believe the phrase is... What is it? It's like, you'd think I'd live with Mr. J all this time. I'd be used to a little pain. I think that's the line she uses to do her Harley voice. Because her Harley voice is very high. It's like up here.
You should do some VA work.
Clearly, I should.
Yeah, do some auditions,
do it. You know? Do the one that freaks me out.
Oh, no, I can't do my ego voice.
Do it.
Ego.
She has a really good ego voice. It actually creeps me out.
What is it, though? What is it that I say?
It's the ara ara and the uwu.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not doing an ara ara for free.
Yeah.
The people have to pay for that.
That'll be 5 gifted subs.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can get an ara ara. Yes, no, I do have a pretty decent ego voice.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do.
She only ever does it not on camera.
No, like I said, you're not getting it for free.
No.
True. If you're good at something, don't do it for free.
Don't do it for free. Exactly.
100%.
That's it. That's where I'm at.
That's the rules of life.
Yeah.
Audience
that
I'm not looking at because I was looking at the monitor.
I do also enjoy my Rod and Todd Flanders voices.
Do that. I was watching The Simpsons the other day.
Oh, were you? Love Simpsons.
Watching it as an adult, Rod and Todd are so brainwashed.
They are. It's so tragic.
They're little cult children.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're not doing this today, kids. Covers their eyes and just like, yay, I'm going to, whatever this is.
Yay, plain ice cream. Like, what the heck, man?
Those poor kids.
Rod and Todd quotes. All right, what do we got? Oh, yeah, the first one. Iron helps us play. That's the first one that I loved. Wow. Ow, my freaking ears.
That is one of my favorite Rotten Todd lies. Lines.
Every day makes baby Jesus cry. I don't know what that. Oh, every lie. Every lie makes baby.
Oh, I think that's when someone's reading or saying amen or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do enjoy those. Yeah. Often my partner and I sing, I've got that joy down in my heart. Where? Today.
Oh, man.
So, yes, I have fun.
Classic. Mm.
I think it always, like, I love that my go-to voices are also quite high-pitched.
Yes, I think that's easy.
I have quite a low voice for a chick, I think, so I find it funny that the ones I go for are really high.
Yeah.
High range.
Yeah, apparently so. So there,
I think
you
I do that when I'm putting on a voice. It'll always be high.
Higher?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ash always used to be weirded out by when I'd see his parents, when I'd show up early in the relationship, because I instead of just being like, hey, how are you going? He'd be like, hi.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You got to put that customer service voice on.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because it's always the, hello, Keely speaking. That's my customer service voice.
Oh, yeah, and you answer the phone with that sometimes too.
Yeah, I do.
Professional phone calls.
If I don't know who's calling it, it's hello, Keely speaking.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had to do the whole.
And if you know them, it's what?
Yep, and what's the voice number you've got for that one? Yeah, no worries. Let me just put you on hold and I'll figure this one out for you.
Can I petition for us to go back to answering the phones with ahoy hoy?
Ahoy hoy. I do that sometimes.
I just think it's such a great way to answer the phone.
I will often answer hello.
Hello. Who is there?
What's his lease?
You know what I actually really love doing? Because I just, my old job, I was on the phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all my jobs, I was on the phone. But I love saying bye in different tones.
Okay.
Because I found that people matched.
The tone.
Like 8 out of 10 people, if I go bye, they'll actually say bye.
Ah!
You know, if I say bye-bye, they say bye-bye as well.
As well.
Yeah, a lot of people just match the way I say bye. It was really fascinating.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Next time someone calls you, just give them a bye.
And then from bye.
Tell me if they do the same thing.
If they do it as well.
Well, I know I'd say that to you guys sometimes, and you'd, if I left somewhere and I'd be like, bye, you do it back.
Exactly.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
I got that from a streamer.
I wonder if it's the same thing of when you it's like an unspoken thing. It's like when you go to like the drive-thru and they say, enjoy your meal. And then you say, you too.
You too? Yeah.
And then you're like,
damn it.
I'm leaving.
I'm driving into a pole as we speak.
But it's just that automatic, I'm going to match what they're saying or doing.
Or saying thank you to the JB security person.
Oh, yeah. I say thank you.
Thanks for checking my bag.
Thanks for standing there and doing nothing. Yeah, it's so true. I was like, what? But no, I also do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird quirks that we all have that everyone seems to have.
And that no one really cares about if someone else does it.
Yeah.
Mm. But when you do it, it's like, oh my God. I'm never going to recover from this. Yeah, it's a good time.
I try and avoid that by just going, have a good day.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one's great. That's one of my favorites.
That way they generic. Know you too.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine.
The
and
I worst always one, do that. Though, is when you get trapped in, and this happens to me all the time. They say, I will say, have a good one.
Mm.
They'll say, you too. And then I'll say, you too.
No!
Yeah. It's so embarrassing. I think that's
you're like
the
I need to have the last word.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's rough.
So, oh, yeah, my brain's not working. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's an awkward one.
Yep.
I always hate when I'm like, hey, how are you? And someone goes, I'm good, how are you? It's like, that's not what I was actually asking. It's just courtesy.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
See, I get trapped into that because sometimes I'm like, are they asking how I am?
Or are they just greeting?
Or should I just say hello? Or like,
because we Australians do use how are you as a bit of a just generic,
it's a generic
hello as well. So
yeah.
Like some people are like, why are you, like, you know, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, we use it as a, just an all-around hello.
Yeah. And, like, you can respond with, yeah, good, thanks. Yeah. What can I do for you? Or, you know, yeah, good. But you don't often go, how are you back?
Yeah.
Like, necessarily.
It's kind of startling when someone does that.
Yeah.
Although I went into a shop on the weekend and a chick came up. She's like, hey, can we help? I'm like, hey, how are you going? I'm like, good, thanks. I'm just having a look, thanks. Before she even got the chance to be like, can I help you with anything? And I was just like, ooh, cold. That was a bit rude. I'm like, was it?
No, not at all.
I just thought I'd save her the breath.
Yeah,
like asking me.
I actually hate being approached when I'm browsing. Yeah. So I never go to a camera shop.
That's yeah.
They jump on you, or Harvey Norman.
They really jump at you.
And I'm the type of person that likes to be left alone. If I need something, I'll find you.
Yeah.
So I avoid those places.
I know you haven't so much done retail. Not really.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But have you ever done retail before?
I actually worked at a camera shop.
Okay, yeah. Right.
I know I just said I hate going to them.
Which is why I hate going to them.
I did used to work at the largest camera store in Melbourne.
Which is
now a bar, apparently.
Oh.
Probably the largest bar in Melbourne.
The largest bar in Melbourne. Yeah. Because I never done service, but I've done retail before. And yeah, so like I've been on the other end of a lot of the things we just talked about. Yeah. And yeah, because like, I agree with you, what you said. Sometimes you don't want to be interrupted because I had a boss who, he was lovely, but he'd never been a boss before. Yeah. So he wanted to do everything like by the book, correct. Mm. So he was really adamant that when any time a customer comes in, get on them, talk to them.
Jump on them.
Get on them, be their friend, talk to them. And if they don't want to buy anything, that's fine. Just talk to them about the stuff they like and stuff like that. And like, some people I would, and I'd be like, oh, okay. So some people you'd go up to and they're super happy to have a chat.
Yep. Yeah.
You ask them what their favorite character is and they're there all day. But some people would be like you and just be like, very clearly do not want to talk. Yeah. Just want to look.
I'm good, thanks.
But like then when I would make that choice to be like disengaged, they clearly want to be left alone, I'd get like a stern talking to of why didn't you talk to that customer? And I'm like, because they looked at me like I'd killed their firstborn child. They clearly did not want to engage, you know.
So I figured out. So my boss was the same.
Oh, okay.
You have to jump on them.
Yeah.
But what I ended up doing was I just quickly say, hey, if you need anything, just let me know.
Yep.
Right. Close question. And then if they wanted to talk, they would continue talking. Yes. And if they didn't, they just said, okay, cool. And then I didn't feel as intrusive.
Mm. No, yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly right. Because, yeah, some people do just want to walk in and look and that's fine, you know. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Respect your employees, everyone. This is a game podcast, by the way.
We never talk about games.
We talked about it for a little bit.
We did.
There's a bit of chunk in the middle there that we did all right after the biscuit talk and prior to the
I think we stopped at complaints. Minecraft or Sims.
Something around there.
Oh, yeah. We talked. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think that wasn't too bad.
We said around there and yeah at the same time in like harmony.
Oh. Where 50, should people?
Oh, 56.
Yeah,
56,
I was going to say we'll probably wrap it up. But where should people go to find us on things? On social media, Keely.
I thought you were going to put Miles on the spot.
That I don't think Miles knows.
Yeah, but it would have been funny.
It's his second day.
Yeah, it's his second day and we're like, you know what?
You're doing a podcast.
I'm doing a podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Then We'll Take Australia in New Zealand or AU or something like that. We're on YouTube.
Yep.
That's like the main thing we do as the team, our team. I'm like hunching the whole time. My back's starting to hurt. I have problems.
We're on TikTok.
We're on TikTok. Tikitoki.
Tikitoki.
Then we'll take
go AU. Catch some cool videos with Yok on our TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know if you I wasn't sure the whole time. I'm like, is yellow the cheering?
It is, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what?
Rafu was the wah, wah, wah.
Only hear once.
Yeah. You only live once.
That's it. What else?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Please follow us.
We have a blog. Yeah. Check out our blog, blog.themwilltake.com.au. We have some cool articles from some other writers, which has been really amazing. And if you do want to write for our blog, we can't pay you, but I will be very grateful.
And we'll send you a hat.
I'll send you some merch. Yeah, that's something I do actually want to do. So blog.themwilltake.com.au is the location of the blog where you can find some cool stuff.
Rate the podcast 5 stars. If you hated it, rate it.
If you hate the podcast, rate it 6 stars and take off 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're the two options you have.
5 stars or no stars.
Five stars or 6 stars minus 1.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, thanks for having me. It was a good first podcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming on and having a chat about Minesweeper and stuff.
I don't think we mentioned
Spider Solitaire.
Yes. Yes.
No, I mentioned Minesweeper outside.
That's right, you did.
The podcast.
That prior. That was an out of podcast.
Podcast band.
See, this is where you play the outro music and then... It's like that when people keep talking, but a show's ending.
We just keep everything.
Or like when the awards ceremony, the speech is going too long, so the orchestra starts playing to try and get them to bugger off.
Get out.
The curtains are closing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awkward goodbyes are our specialty. Awkward anything is our specialty.
Is there more we have to do?
I don't know. Oh, normally we shout out the person. Yeah. But we don't know if Miles wants to shout out his personal details.
It's up to Miles, I guess.
If you want to find me, it's Mtendo, Mtendo. If you Google search it, you'll get a whole bunch of stuff.
You can find one of our staff members.
That's right. Oh, I think the battery just died.
This is just audio then.
Good timing.
Ha ha ha. Okay, bye.
Bye.